Hello, Marty.
Hello.
This is Sarv.
Hi, Sarv.
Hello, Sarv.
I'm glad you joined us. So
thank you.
This meeting of...
Sarv, you missed the fun.
Oh, okay.
This meeting will now come to order, a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board on Friday, July 18th. And we have a quorum, and we're going to try to move through our agenda items in the time that I have allotted, hopefully. Is there any objection to that? Can we stick to this agenda and try to work with the times we have here?
Point of information, Marty?
Yes, Sarv.
This is Sarv.
Uh-huh.
There are a few items there that we can just dispense them real quickly, and I think number two is one of them.
Hello.
And there are a couple other ones. One is Williams. We'll be on the...
Number three, yeah.
On the technical committee, technology
right.
committee.
I think it should be quick, too, Sarv. So
okay.
let's start.
Okay. Marty, Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Carol had raised issues about the count of FSRN, so she wanted that... we'll just deal with it. Forget it.
Let's wait till we get to the agenda item, and I think those were good suggestions, but let's just wait till we get to those. So the motion that I'd like someone to put before us is that the Pacifica National Board hold regular meetings once a month between our quarterly meetings at the five station areas, and that they take place via teleconference every third Monday at 5 p.m., no more Fridays, third Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Third Monday of the month?
Yes, third Monday of every month.
I so move.
Okay. I second.
Great. Is there any discussion on this?
1 point, Marty. I will not be able to, this is Vicki, I will not be able to attend meetings on the third Monday of any month. That's our regular station board meeting, which I'm required to attend, so I would not be available.
When does that happen?
It happens between 7 and 9 or 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Every Monday?
Month? The third Monday of every month, that's
see.
In our bylaws, and that's when our board meets. So I would not be able to attend the in-between meetings. So.
Okay. Vicki, and I know you emailed me that, but I lost track of people.
Could we amend it to be the second Monday?
I don't know. Does the second Monday work for people?
Yeah.
I'm going to amend the motion to make it the second Monday of every month.
Wait.
Second Monday.
Let me just look here. This is Teresa. Let me
look. Okay.
Yeah.
That would be great. It works for people.
Marty, this is Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
What's the concern here around? Is it mostly to have regular meetings or the workload or?
The workload and to have both. To have regular meetings because we keep having to, we have a number of items that we have to get through and we keep having special meetings and
have to spend an hour deciding what day.
Yeah.
I'd like to call the question.
Madam Chair, can I propose an amendment, Carol, before you do that?
Ray, is that you?
Yes.
Yes, what is it?
If we do it like that, we're looking at calendars, it is possible that one of them would fall on a holiday. Now, if it's a legal holiday, then we have to deal. Holidays now fall on Mondays most of the time. So the question is, do we have it Tuesday after a holiday when people are away, or do we have it the following Wednesday? So my proposal would be that at the very least, that we put that if it's a legal holiday, we would have it the following Tuesday or Wednesday.
Do people want to deal with this?
I have a point of order.
It happens.
A point of order from Roger?
Rather wait till it happens, too. Roger, yes.
Is that with a regular meeting of the PNB, we need to make 30-day notice. So keep that in mind. How does this pan out for August? Do we have 30 days between now and the second Monday or the third Monday or whatever you're trying to do?
Probably not.
I'm looking at the calendar, and I do see one holiday on Monday, the second Monday, and that's October 11th, Columbus Day.
But we do it the fourth Monday, then. That'll give us time
that's
for August.
The day
yeah.
That'll...
All right, I move to amend the motion to make it the fourth Monday of the month.
Okay, how does that work for people?
Well, let me, this is Teresa, let me look.
Yeah.
Let me do call to your attention that there are some people who are not on the call now. And because we're making this decision without asking everybody again, they might have some problems with this. But I'm going to check my calendar just to be
Could
sure.
we delay this to be the last item on the agenda?
You know, I would like to move through the agenda as agreed. Everybody had noticed.
Let's attempt it here. Let's attempt it. Is there an objection to the fourth Monday?
And I have a question. This is
Who is it?
Donna?
It's me. This is me again. I'm sorry.
No, this is Donna.
Donna, go ahead.
No, I said it's me.
No, Donna.
All right, Donna then.
Thank you. Okay. I want to know if we're having a meeting on in the month that we have our PNB meetings.
No.
Okay, so we're talking about eight other meetings.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any objection to the fourth Monday?
No.
But let's vote.
Marty, just before the board votes, I just do want to say one thing. You know, just that folks be understanding and sensitive to the fact that there are an enormous amount of PNB meetings, committee meetings, LSB meetings, LSB committee meetings
yep.
that are taxing to staff, to the resources of the foundation, and that the board needs to be mindful as to the impact that this does have, both on terms of staff time, staff resources, human resources, and financial impact. So I do want to make that point. I know a lot of us on the staff side are finding it increasingly difficult to be able to attend important board meetings for a variety of different reasons, whether the time is bad, like a 5 p.m. on a Friday, or for a variety of other reasons. So I just want to make that clear to the board, support the idea of trying to get things done and handling the workload, but there are also severe, you know, some implications on the capacity of the staff to be able to handle this structure.
Well, thank you, Dana. What we're hoping is that this will alleviate some of it.
Oh, yes.
We find that we don't need a regular meeting, you know, we can always cancel them. So I think, I mean, if we find after a while that the workload lessens and that we don't need them, then we'll do that. But at this point, I think it's better to have the regular meetings than to tax the whole system with special meetings. So
I'd like to call the question.
Oh, wait, Madam Chair?
Yes.
The question was called.
I haven't said anything yet. I mean, I know they'll call the question, but it doesn't mean you got to stop right then.
Hey, well, Mark, what is it?
Okay, I was just wondering, to go back to what Donna said, if we should say at the end there that it'll be every fourth Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific time, with the exception of the month in which a PNB meeting is being held.
Well, that's already stated in the resolution.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Just making sure.
So let's
between quarterly meetings.
Need a roll call, or are there any objections?
No.
All right.
I need a point of information. Are we was the amendment
the fourth Monday every month?
Because y'all forgot.
Can I make my point of information, please? To save time here. Did the Spooner amendment for the second Monday ever get seconded?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so we're voting on the amendment to the amendment, and then we'll vote on the amendment, and then we'll vote on the main motion.
Well, I'm trying to dispel that, Roger, and go to the heart of the matter. Is there any objection to the fourth Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Pacific time? Every month other than those that we're meeting at the five station areas. And so, hearing no objection, let's just pass that resolution, and you can assume that all the rest of that took place, Roger. Okay?
Sure.
Thank you. All right, the next agenda item is to change the date of the September Pacifica National Board meeting in Washington. We had originally put it September 23rd to the 26th, which is the weekend of Yom Kippur. So the suggestion is to do it on the weekend of September 10th through the 12th. And that was either the first choice or the second choice of most people who responded to me when I asked about it.
I move that we reschedule the September board meeting to the weekend of September 10th through 12th in Washington.
Marty and Carol, there's one important factor.
Well, I'm making the motion.
I second it.
Okay, Dan.
You may want to consider one important issue that I think delegates from D.C. might be particularly sensitive to, and I know folks from New York will be. That is the September 11th weekend, which certainly in Washington and New York is a difficult weekend for folks for a variety of reasons, and it's for obvious reasons, I should say. So I would ask for
that.
I didn't get to finish motivating the motion.
Pardon?
I didn't get to finish motivating the motion.
I'm sorry, Carol, it was seconded, so I thought you were through.
Actually, I wasn't. I got broken into.
Okay.
But
well,
I wanted to say that...
Over. You finish your motion, Carol. Then let's have the second, and then Dan will hear what you have to say.
All right. Zarina had asked that it be that weekend in Washington, primarily because the Congressional Black Caucus is meeting in Washington that weekend, and she was hoping to arrange some sort of a function with introductions.
That would be great.
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
This is Mark when I get a chance.
All right. Okay, Carol, you're done. It's been seconded. Dan, do you want to say anything else?
I think folks understand the point that I would be making.
Right, and I do understand the meeting.
But if I may, Miguel,
Miguel, it's Mark's turn, and then Miguel.
I just wanted to say two things. One, we had an LSB meeting yesterday about this and ruled almost unanimously that we would like to move that to that October 2nd date for two reasons. The reason stated in the motion was that we're having a 9/11 People's Commission and a fundraiser that very weekend, and it was felt that we would not be able to prepare for both events given the time frame. And so the WPFW LSB is asking that be moved to the first weekend in October. And the second thing has nothing to do with that, but as the National Finance Committee Chair, I think, frankly, we could use those additional weeks to make sure that all the LSBs are in line with the approval of the budget process. So for that reason, as well as the WPFW vote, I would like to amend this to move it to October, 2nd to 4th, I believe?
2nd to 4th.
That's
Zarina
actually a
at
substitute.
Mark?
Substitute. I would like to move that we substitute where it says September 10th to 2nd, that we substitute that to October 2nd to 4th.
Marty, can I get on
point
the
of information?
Actually, it's October 1st.
First to the 3rd.
First to the 3rd.
October. I'm looking at it. It's October 1st through the 3rd.
To the 3rd.
Marty, can I get on the stack, David?
Yes, Dave.
Point of information, Madam Chair? This is Ray.
Moment. Dave and then Ray.
No, Miguel was
what happened with my name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Miguel. Go ahead.
And Wendy and Alan.
Well, I would second the first week of the first weekend of October. Because on September, that week is a lot of Latinos of countries that celebrate their independence, and so there's a lot of activities going on, and I don't know. I thought
okay.
that I should
you
be
prefer you prefer the
yeah I prefer the first weekend October.
Point of information,
Dave.
I actually think Ray's point of information takes precedence.
Okay.
Well, I'll change it then. I support Miguel's point, not only for that reason, but also I was willing to go to Washington thinking that we could address September 11 over there also, but I think it's an important day for us to deal with. Other side is using it to make hay. I also had a question. The original resolution had a four-day weekend, including Thursday, and the substitute, what we replaced it was a three-day. Does that mean we are abandoning the Thursday?
Well, we won't have a retreat this time, but I would like to get us there by... I would like to begin our meeting on Friday afternoon. If that's a... I believe we can all fly in and make it there by 1 or 2, which is when I'd like to begin on Friday.
Point of information, Marty, this is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
Does it not matter that the bylaws say we have to meet in September?
Well, we're going to have to override them to do this.
Won't we have our monthly meeting in September?
That was what I was going to raise if I could get my...
Since we had... I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, our regular one we would have.
So what I was going to raise was that for the purposes of scheduling the monthly meeting, we would consider that the in-person meeting was a September meeting. So rather than meeting the fourth Monday in September, we would meet the fourth Monday in October by phone.
Oh.
Do we have a stack?
We do have a stack.
This is Teresa. Alice.
Do we have to have a stack at all for this?
Yes.
Well,
otherwise the chair can't control the meeting.
Or anything.
Okay, Wendy, you've spoken, Wendy, right? Alice.
I did, but I was not done. I was.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Wendy.
I would love to be in D.C. on September 11th, and you know, to meet with the Congressional Black Caucus would be an amazing thing, and you know, I think it would be great for us to be there during September 11th things.
Okay, I think if PFW prefers it a different way, though, we want to accommodate them because it's going to be a big thing for them. Okay, Alice.
Yeah, I guess I would say that if everyone, I mean, this is a matter both of respect, you know, I think out of certain holidays. So it seems to me that we've tried to realize the bylaws by meeting in September, but it sounds... It's difficult all of those weekends for different reasons, so I propose that we do meet the first weekend in October.
Can I get on the stack, Marty?
Okay, Carol.
Can I make a point of information to repeat Wendy's point of information? If someone, maybe Dave or Carol, can tell us what we technically need to do to meet in to meet outside of when the bylaws tell us to meet.
Well, Carol did have
the floor. Go ahead, Carol.
We are required to make reasonable efforts to comply with the bylaws at all times. I think if we,
we
recognize that there are religious holidays, legal holidays, and an extraordinary national event taking place on September 11th, we can fudge over into October without...
Thank you.
Although I made the original motion to meet on the weekend of September 11th, it was based on knowledge of what Zarina had said. It sounds like there's been a discussion at PFW since then, and so I am in support of the October meeting and would like to call the question.
Great.
I second that.
Okay. Are there any objections to this day?
What day?
October the 1st.
October 2nd, right?
First to the 3rd.
Okay, well, good. Then I think hearing none, we could...
Move on.
Okay.
Without objection.
The next meeting at one of the five stations will be October 1st through the 3rd in Washington, D.C. And thank you all for... changing your schedule for the millionth time here.
Ollie, I think I can actually make this meeting. I know I couldn't have made the September meeting, so I'm so excited now.
Happy to hear that.
Well, I can make it if I can move my fall drive.
Okay. Well, Vicki, you have problems everywhere.
Well, yeah, I know, and that's why I didn't say anything. If that works for everybody else, then, oh well.
Yes. Okay. Now, we have, could I have a motion to a vacancy on the technology committee?
I moved that William Walker be appointed to that position.
I second it. Kalonji, yeah.
Are there any objections to that?
No.
Great. Then I believe we can welcome William to the PNB technology.
This is Teresa. Do we need to formally acknowledge a resignation from that committee?
Did you resign?
Yeah, that's fine. I can't handle that. I'm too much stretched out here, and so I talked with Williams, and I resigned for the committee, and I recommend Williams to take my place.
Right.
Oh, how dare you!
So if the minutes reflect that, I think that should be fine, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know how I reflect
thanks,
it. I'll
just
shine it up somehow.
That Sarv resigned, and we elected Williams.
Motion to resolve that. Okay.
Okay.
Is that in the resolution, or is it?
The resolution is that William be elected to the
To replace Sarf, who resigned.
Yes. Without objection, it passed.
Right.
That's right. Technology Committee.
Technology Committee.
Gotcha.
All right. Now, we're moving on to a proposed resolution that Roger presented to us at our last meeting, whereas adoption of any resolution taking an editorial position on an issue by the statement by the Pacifica National Board constitutes a statement by the entire foundation, its radio stations, and local boards, and is therefore a serious matter. Any such resolution shall require a two-thirds approval of all the directors.
Roger has
anybody like to move that? And
no, may I speak on
it,
please?
Okay. Wait a minute. Roger, is Roger the moving party?
Yeah. I think it's pretty much self-explanatory.
It is.
Can you put me on the stack, Sonali?
So I yield to the next person.
Okay, Sonali.
Wait a minute, but I had asked before Sonali to speak.
Oh, okay, I'll go second.
Okay, I didn't hear you.
All right, that's all right.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry, Roger again. I'm sorry, I should be recognized just briefly.
Okay, Roger.
Basically, editorial resolutions are a serious matter, and so we should have more of a consensus on it. And that's simply what this is about. And I'm going to make it clear that it says it shall require a two-thirds approval of all the directors. And that's very specific. It doesn't mean that two-thirds of the people present and voting, but two-thirds of the entire board. In this case, at this time, I guess that's 16 people?
15.
So, be fair and clear so no one misunderstands. That's what the resolution says.
Are you reading or are you just explaining?
I'm explaining.
Just explained it.
You're smart
and
enough.
Well, I can read it for you again if you like.
Yeah,
no,
because
no,
I didn't hear that part of the entire Pacifica board.
This is Mark,
let me read it again. I'd like to read it again just for the heck of it, if that's okay.
Oh, man. Come on.
I think we have it. I think
we got it.
Who wanted to speak?
I was supposed to speak, but we let Roger speak to motivate his motion.
Okay, do you want to speak, Jeff?
Yes, I want to be recognized by you. I don't want to disrupt.
All right, I'm recognizing you.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to speak against this motion for the following reason. Number one, while I certainly recognize the issue, and I recognize that this is actually a legitimate thought, that is that, and I agree with the part of the motion where he says that our Pacifica opinions that we put out publicly, and we're about to start doing that regularly, y'all, this is going to be something that we want to really represent Pacifica. We don't want 51% of six people or 13 people, really. I understand that, and I think that's, it's understandable. But then when you really listen to what he said, one, he wants every director to partake in every election. That's one. He said all the directors, listen to the motion, and if you can't listen, go to your computer and look at it. It's posted.
Well, he says he wants two-thirds,
right, of the directors.
Prove it.
So that means if five people go home or drop out the call, basically that would not... We wouldn't be able to, we'd be paralyzed.
This is
I'm
Cheryl.
Excuse me?
I'm just trying to get in the stack.
Go ahead, Gerald.
All right, now listen to what you're doing before you do it, okay?
Okay.
While it may be honorable on one level, you paralyze our ability to speak to the public when there may be something like a nuclear catastrophe, a war, something that needs to be said now, not next week, has no meaning in 2 months. But if you surrender now and say, okay, we screwed up, which we did, and therefore what we're going to do is put this ball and chain on us so that in the future we can't act in a decisive manner. I disagree. Okay. I think that's a mistake to institutionalize paralysis.
Okay.
Sonali, we need to make a decision.
All right. Sonali and then Carol.
Miguel and Zach. Dave.
Okay. Wow.
And then Roger, too.
Kalanji.
Okay. I do support the motion very much. Here's my concern. And this was based on our last motion. I do not think, and I'd like to maybe get Dan's response to this, I think part of every time we take a decision on editorializing in Pacifica, if our last decision was a precedent, we're asking our executive director to write an editorial expressing our opinion. I think that's stupid. I think that whoever, how can we tell Dan what to think and say, here, write an editorial?
Right.
It's just silly. So I hope that if we can, and I'd like to get Dan's response to it too, but I would like to put forward or make an amendment to add to the motion that also
if we do, you know, if there is an editorial position adopted, that the either the maker of the motion or a group of members of the board or some, you know, there be some collaboration to come up with an editorial together, even if maybe one person volunteers to write it, and then we all vote on it and say, yes, that accurately expresses our view. I don't think it should be, up to, you know, we shouldn't charge the executive director with writing an editorial that we've decided is going to go up.
Is that a motion?
That's a comment. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, I guess it's a comment,
Marty,
but I want people to think
Chair,
about
it. I hope this is Mark. I hope I'm in the stack somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, Marty, could you read the stack so we can all make sure that you got all of us because we were all shouting at once?
Miguel, Roger, Kalonji, Dave, and Mark.
Miguel
and Ray.
I had Miguel. Okay, Ray. All right, go ahead, Carol.
When you require a two-thirds approval of all the members of the board does not mean that all the members of the board have to be present and voting. It just means that 15 members have to vote yes. So if 15 members are present at the meeting and voting, that is sufficient. So that's just to correct a misunderstanding that Gerald expressed.
Okay, that's one way to look at it.
I want to say two things about Sonali's comment. I don't think the board should be writing editorial statements. I think probably group efforts are often the most awkward prose I've ever heard. And many of us, or perhaps few of us, are great writers. So although it's burdensome to the executive director to ask him to see that an editorial is written, I think perhaps it would be better to put it in the hands of the professional staff whom we pay, who are journalists and who are good at these things. So one of the reasons why I felt comfortable with the Haiti resolution is because it wasn't the turgid prose in front of me, but something that I thought Dan could handle well, succinctly, and gracefully. So I'm opposed to anything like that, but I think that the idea of a Pacifica-wide editorial that would be aired on all five stations should have the approval of a supermajority of the board is a good one, so I will support the motion.
Okay, Miguel.
I don't know. I tend to see the situation of Pacifica. I mean, and I want to say I'm against editorial per se, but I mean, I have some concern in Teno, especially when the board had to be involved somehow in approving it, and I just wonder, like, sometimes we go over some issues that take us forever in Teno, the discussion, and I just wonder, being agreed, especially with the situation with some issues. Political issues in this case. My concern right now is the situation of Pacifica. I mean, I don't think the Pacifica is totally out of the crisis that we face since the beginning of '99. So, to me, it's a matter of framing it. I don't think that we, as a board, are ready to take on that issue. I prefer to see more reporting and different issues that what people in our community has a little concern than really for us to get involved in those editorials. I will feel more comfortable with that. And the other thing is, I mean, I'm really worried about the WBAI situation more than really for me to be involved in that editorial, to be honest with you. So to me right now, And it's not like I want to go against the Roger motion, but at this point, I don't think that I would like to get involved in that right now. And look at the situation what's going on. I mean, like in New York, for instance, the situation with the people who want to try to have a demonstration and the government taking away all our rights. I would prefer to see Pacifica reporting more about what's going on with that than really, and what the people who are trying to do demonstration are saying, that we as a Pacifica to really start, oh, this is our position, you know. That's what I have to say about this.
Thank you. Kalonji. Oh, no, Roger. And then Kalonji, and then Dave.
And Ray is somewhere?
I've got you, Ray.
Okay.
Hi, it's Roger. just to Gerald's concern that you made earlier about, things not being able to pass if there's not enough directors present, but it's and Carol sort of, you know, explained the one end of that. The other end of it is, though, if you do have a fewer number of directors there and they're passing editorial resolutions for the entire network, I don't think that's good. So that's really more of what I had in mind, although you made a good point. The main thing is that I think it's really important to take these editorials very seriously. That's why we're asking for the supermajority, as Carol put it. And to Miguel, what this motion is trying to do is just make sure we take these editorials seriously if we're going to make them. And if it, and they are serious things, and people are truly and passionately concerned about these issues, and they'll bring forth these motions and make sure they lobby the rest of us, inform us very well, so we're comfortable with approving what they're putting forth. I think it just stimulates the entire process.
All right, now Kalonji, Dave, yes. Mark, Ray, and then I'd like to hear from Dan.
There's Sarv somewhere.
Okay. I'd like to hear from Dan on the writing of these editorials. So, Kalonji.
First of all, I think it's our duty to continue our reporting and not let editorials take the place of that. So I have no problem with that. But I would suggest that in that last line where it says any such resolution shall require, that we change it to any resolution shall be a written draft and require a two-third vote. And that way, folks will have to take some time and maybe work together to draft a resolution for the entire board.
Marty, this is Sarv.
I'll put you on the back. Dave.
I agree with Kalonji.
Point
of order, is that a motion to amend? Or?
That's a motion to amend, a friendly motion to amend the...
Yeah.
Hopefully friendly.
It requires a second.
Second.
All right.
Is it me, Marty?
Now we're discussing, I guess, Kalonji's amendment.
Okay. I agree with the sentiment of it. I understand Carol's point about things written by committee, but more generally, I feel like overall the motion is important exactly because if our whole electoral system is working well, we will have politically diverse boards. The so-called left, let's strike left and let's say the mission. Those who believe in the mission come from a variety of very different political places. And so very often what can happen is somebody puts a motion forward with certain specific language that really represents a political position that other people may not fully agree with. And I guess more than anything, I feel like I was elected to provide the support institutionally so that the people who have the freedom to speak their mind on the air are able to do that. And our job is to protect the institution. While I think that my own politics may be important to listeners to understand who's involved in guiding the foundation, I don't think primarily that it's really my place to be dictating overall editorial policy. I think it's crucial that the mission calls for differences of opinion to be discussed on the air. And so I think that any motion that comes forth, that we have to engage in that mission-driven process to construct a statement that covers widely the opinions that exist on the board. I also think that having to go through that process will prevent people from deciding to do this hastily because a given issues of importance. As Kalonji said, people will have to spend the time, they'll have to talk to each other, they'll have to develop these ideas. And in general, as a board, I think if that hasn't been gone through, then we shouldn't be passing motions. So I'm supportive of Kalonji's amendment, Carol's aesthetics notwithstanding, and I'm supportive of the core motion.
Point of information from the Secretary, can we clarify this amendment just a little bit before we discuss it any further? Kalonji, I have, you said the word draft, I didn't put that in here.
Any such a resolution
right.
shall be in a written draft form and require a two-thirds
right.
group.
Oh, yeah, what I had, be in written form and, is what
yeah.
you're adding. But
yeah,
is the word draft, is that really, is that
well,
sense,
the reason I put in the draft, because I don't want one person coming with a written
gotcha.
Piece. And a draft usually requires a few people looking over it, and it allows us time for circulation. You know, no matter how important it is, it can be circulating within one day if necessary, you know, sufficiently to come up with a, what you consider
That's right.
a draft.
In written, okay, be in written draft form.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. Thank you.
All right. Okay,
Marty,
Mark?
I'm on the stack. This is Sarv.
I got you, Sarv.
Well, we're voting on this first.
Okay. Mark?
Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to hear from Dan and then Sarv, okay?
Okay, I'm going to make this quick. I have a question both with the original motion and the amendment in terms of the legality here. And I left my Robert's Rules Bible at the LSB meeting the other day. From what my understanding is, there are two things here. One is that unanimity is required when we have a consent vote and everyone agrees and we can just move forward. With the exception of that, it requires, in most cases, a majority of those present and voting as long as we have a quorum. And present and voting is, like, critical here. It's an important distinction because everyone has the right to abstain. Now, if we require a two-third approval of all directors present and voting...
No,
we still,
all
if
directors.
Wait, Carol, I'm talking now.
I'm just correcting you.
No, don't. Because, and if I'm wrong, then I appeal to the chair to show me where I'm wrong. But my understanding is, from what I've read thus far, is that a two-third approval of all the directors present in voting is a higher standard and generally requires, again,
exactly.
For example, the last Haiti motion was approved by two-thirds of those present in voting, and we all have the right to abstain. I think here, if we move that bar higher than what my understanding is that is required in Robert's Rules, then we've done something differently. If we say that two-thirds approval of all the directors present in voting, as long as we have a quorum, is in place, then we've established the higher standard that Robert's Rules requires for certain things, including a special order, which I take this to be. If, on the other hand, we're saying that a two-third approval of all the directors, whether they want to vote or not, whether they're present or not, then, first of all, we've given too much power to individuals who may not want to attend. We have overlooked the ability of directors to abstain and yet still maintain a two-thirds approval of those present in voting. So my concern is the two-thirds rule is an important rule in Robert's Rules. It's there because it raises a higher threshold, but what we've done is gone even further by saying that two-thirds approval of those present in voting, once a quorum, of course, has been established, we're saying two-thirds approval of all the directors that exist, whether they're there or not, whether they want to abstain or not, and to me, that highest threshold, I don't see a precedent for in Robert's Rules, and again, I don't have my book. And if I'm wrong, please give me the page and cite the thing to the contrary. I'm just thinking that we're overstepping our bounds here. Two-thirds approval is fine. But why is it not two-thirds approval of directors present in voting like it is for all the other special rules?
Okay, thank you.
Roger can answer that if it's in order.
No, I'm okay. Just going to go on. We're going to deal. We can answer it at the end here.
Do you want me to take time?
Ray.
Yes, Mark just pretty much summarized what I wanted to say, that I think that in all the decisions that I've seen so far, it's always been people present and voting. And he just presented, I thought, extremely well by saying that somebody would vote by just not being present. And now, so on this point, I support the notion of adding two-thirds of people present and voting. Now, on the other point made by Dave and Miguel, I don't quite agree. I disagree at all completely. I think Carol made the point very eloquently the other day when we voted that this is not just a news network, and that there are many aspects of the show that would really require us to speak out. And I do not see any contradiction at all between us taking a position as a board of the station and any producer reporting on any activity, including the news department, reporting to people what's going on.
Okay, thank you, Ray. Dan, do you want to comment on writing editorials and the time it would take and your availability to do that and that?
Yeah, it really depends on the
the volume of editorial comments that the board is making, I guess. But presumably, if they're relatively infrequent, that doesn't pose a substantial issue.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, can I ask you a question of Dan?
Sure, go ahead.
Would you feel uncomfortable writing an editorial about on a position that you disagree with which you disagree?
No, if there's guidance from the board, like there was with this last resolution, there's sufficient information in the board resolution to craft an editorial.
Okay.
Okay.
I have Robert's rules, so can I get in the stack?
Yeah, Barb, and then Carol, and then let's see if we can vote.
Excuse me, is this the second round?
I'm going to let Carol speak to the Robert's rules issue after Sarv. Okay?
Madam Chair, this is Sarv. I think it's a very, very interesting debate that's going on here. It appears to me that never in the history of this network have we established something like that, where it's raised the bar so high and create a self-censorship of a kind and a standard that we cannot really sometimes fulfill our mission. We are a mission-driven network. Our mission is to promote peace and engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between peoples and nations. And Supreme Court has upheld, and Carol distributed a very, very interesting article, that we have the right to editorialize. We have intelligent and smart people. We can discuss and debate in our proceedings, and we can vote on it, and a simple majority, we do on every other issue, pretty much, and except where issues of war and peace comes, here we are seeking a cover, and I am not in favor of creating this self-censorship and depriving a valid point of view to a majority, though it might be small, 50% plus one, but it will be advocating issues of war and peace, and we are in perilous times, and we cannot afford to sit idly by and say, well, we cannot put our opinion out to the world because we cannot muster two-thirds or supermajority on this board. So I'm going to vote against this motion, and I hope the other candidates will do the same. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarv. Okay, Carol, do you want to speak to the Robert's Rules issue?
Yeah, Robert's Rules on page 387 addresses bases for determining a voting result. And it says at the bottom of the page, beginning at line 20, other bases for determining a voting result other than majority vote, as described below, are required under parliamentary law for certain procedures. And here's the operative phase, or may be prescribed by the rules of a particular body. And there are other sections of Robert's Rules that tell you how to adopt a rule. That's what Roger has done, has proposed a special rule that for this particular instance, we set a higher bar. Robert's Rules does permit the society to set rules, and that's what he's doing here. I think he did notify us that it would require a two-thirds majority of this body present and voting to approve his motion, because it is a special rule.
Point of order. I believe if notice is given in advance, it only requires a majority vote. If it's not given in advance, then it requires a two-thirds vote.
No, that's not correct.
Well, see, that's the problem,
like
Madam Chair.
Wait a minute. I'll tell you where it is. Special rule.
I'd like to call the question, Chair.
Before we do,
hold on.
We need to know what vote is required.
Just a moment, Carol, please finish. And
all right, a special rule is different from a motion to rescind. A motion to rescind requires two-thirds if there is not advance notice and requires a majority vote if there is advance notice. When adopting a special rule, it always requires two-thirds.
Thank you, Carol.
All right.
I'd like to call the question.
Okay.
Second.
Two-thirds of those present and voting.
Okay.
Adopt a special rule.
We're voting on the amended. Roger, can you help us
We're voting first on whether we're going to
end the debate.
Put it in the garbage right there.
Excuse me, end the debate. Correct. Sorry.
The motion to amend by Kalonji is reads that we shall to amend by
well, Dave,
shall insert the text be quote be in written draft form and well, I'll just read the sentence as it.
Okay, but just wait a minute, Roger. I'm sorry. Dave's right. We're voting to stop debate here.
Oh,
so
I'll
is
just...
there any objection to calling the question? All right, good.
Madam,
now you
Madam
can go
Chair.
Ahead and tell us what the amendment is that Kalonji put forth.
Motion to amend by Kalonji shall insert the in written draft form and before the text it says require a two-thirds approval. So that the sentence shall read, any resolution shall require resolution shall be in written draft form and require a two-thirds approval of all the directors.
All right.
Now, let me just say to approve the amendment, it's only a majority. It's when we vote on the main motion that we require two-thirds.
It's Alice. May I speak?
The question is, so I'm going to vote on the amendment now, okay?
Could I just ask for clarification, because I'm not sure whether, may I speak?
Yes.
If Roger's whole motion is talking about all directors present at the meeting or all the directors regardless of whether they're present, I'm afraid I'm confused.
All the directors.
All the directors,
but
whether they're...
We're not voting on that, Alice. We're voting on Kalonji's.
Okay, but I needed to know that to hear Kalonji's. Thank you.
This is Teresa. I have a point of information also.
All right, go ahead.
Am I understanding this correctly, that with this amendment we are dictating the words that we're giving to the executive director that will go in the editorial?
No.
Okay.
Draft.
Okay.
The draft of the proposal.
That when a proposal is presented to the board, that it should be in written draft form.
It's not at all telling the ED what to write.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we're voting on the amendment.
Can we ask without objection first, just in case?
Are there any objections to the amendment?
Well, I mean, tacitly, I object to the amendment because I'm against...
Okay, but we're
going
to get to the main motion.
Well, we're going
to
get,
You can vote against the main motion, Miguel.
If you're going to vote against the main motion, then it doesn't matter to you whether there's an amendment. Is that right? I'm just trying to move it along here, Miguel. Okay? So, no objection to the amendment.
Well, I object to the amendment.
Well, then vote against it.
Then we need
to vote. Well, yeah, but I'm trying to have the
vote.
But if we don't vote...
Okay, Roger.
Okay, we're getting ready here.
No, both times.
Well... We asked, and he said there's an objection, so we'll vote. That's just a
because that amendment does. Okay,
no,
debate is closed.
No, we don't need to vote.
Debate is closed.
He doesn't understand.
Else, we're going to vote.
Gerald,
go.
On the amendment,
please.
On the amendment, this is
yes.
After vote on the amendment by Kalonji. Dave.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Henry. Marty. I'm sorry, Henry. Henry isn't here, right?
Got bored.
So, he was here.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there is Henry.
Radio. Yeah. Oh.
Henry, your vote?
No.
No on the amendment. Sam, not here. Unless he... okay, Sonali?
Oh, gosh. Can you come back to me?
Coming back to Sonali. Ray?
He finally leave.
Ray is yes?
On the amendment, yes.
Yes, on the amendment for Ray. Ambrose?
Not here.
Miguel?
No.
Roger, I'll say yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes on the amendment.
Julie?
Not here.
Vicky?
Yes.
Gerald?
I vote yes on the amendment. That does not mean, I don't want to confuse people, I'm not voting yes on the motion.
we got
one. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina?
Yes.
Alice?
Just like Gerald, I'll vote yes on the amendment on the motion.
What's wrong with you
Carol?
Guys?
That's all right, just want to be clear.
Carol?
Yes.
William? Not here yet. Donna?
Abstain.
And we have one no and all the rest yes. Oh, two no's.
Two no's.
You were coming back to Sonali?
I'll vote abstain on. I'll just abstain on this.
I'm sorry, Sonali. I apologize.
No, it doesn't matter.
How y'all doing?
Okay. So.
Do you want me to count the votes?
The motion carries. Amendment carries.
The amendment to the motion carries.
All right. Now
what was the vote?
For the main motion. Okay.
Okay.
Is everybody clear on what it is?
I would like you to read the motion,
yes, please.
I will read it. Hold on a second. Let me just paste in my repertoire here of names. Okay. So the main motion now, as amended, reads, resolved, whereas adoption of any resolution taking an editorial position on an issue by the Pacifica National Board constitutes a statement by the entire foundation, its radio stations, and local boards, and therefore is a serious matter, any resolution shall be in written draft form and require a two-third approval of all the directors.
I think the word such was in there, any such resolution.
Any such.
You're right. Okay.
May I, Aunt Alice, just ask a question again? I'm afraid I'm still confused by the wording. This is correct, right, what I'm going to say, that it's the total number of directors in the foundation, not those present at any one meeting when this comes up?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
So it's demanding a affirmative vote of 15.
Okay.
To pass it, no matter whether everybody's there or not.
Oh, okay. I find this confusing.
It is confusing. It is confusing. Very confusing.
Well, that's why I try to clarify it right from the beginning.
No, nothing personal. I just said confusing.
Well, what we're really talking about is a majority of the directors.
People, it looks like.
We're talking about that any editorial has to get 15 votes.
Uh-huh.
Period. End of story.
Period.
Board of Directors of Pacifica.
That's what the thing. That's
so there has to be. Excuse me. A point of clarification, Madam Chair.
Yes.
In effect, what we've been talking about for the last hour is that there should be two more people than we normally would have.
Because that has to do with president
voting. That's why I'm voting no.
Let us not discuss this any further. It's 15 people
Chair,
have to vote yes.
Sorry, but I call the question.
Hey, the question's been called, and we're now voting on this. Let's have a roll call vote.
Unless there's an objection to calling the question.
No, I'm sorry. I called the question originally. It was my intention that the debate be closed on the entire issue.
All previous questions, okay.
But I did not say that, so if people want to vote again to close the debate, fine.
I think without objection we could go to a roll call vote.
God, let me close that phone.
Okay, here we go with a vote on the main motion. Dave?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
No.
Ooh. Got ya. Sam, not present. Sonali?
He's back.
Sonali? Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. This is Sonali, yes.
Sonali is yes. Ray is no. Ambrose?
Not here yet.
Miguel?
Did Ambrose say yes?
Miguel, no.
Manning, yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
No.
Mark?
No.
Julie? Vicky?
Yes.
Gerald?
Yes, what? No.
No? We're voting on the main motion, Gerald.
Main motion, no too.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina?
No.
Alice?
I have to abstain.
Carol?
Yes.
William? Donna?
No.
Donna, no. I believe the motion fails. I'll count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes. No's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And the motion requires a two-thirds approval to it to fail.
Okay, so the motion fails, and we're moving on to
I'd like to make a substitute motion.
On to agenda item number 5.
Can we offer a substitute motion, and see if we pass it?
Not after we vote on the main motion.
No, we're done here. So we're moving on to agenda item number 5.
Madam Chair, wasn't that item withdrawn by Carol?
I thought it was.
Well,
and 5
waiting,
and 6?
I would like to have it happen now.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just trying to save time.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Do you want to speak on what you wanted to do here? Carol?
Pardon me?
You want to speak on item number 5, the Executive Director Report on the Air Lady Editorial? Carol? Hello? Hello?
I think we lost Carol.
And technology, Grant.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
This is Mark. I have a question because we got a notice from Carol, who is the maker of both motions, 5 and 6, saying that she wanted to withdraw them. Why aren't they withdrawn?
Because they're waiting for her to withdraw them, but she's still off.
I mean, she's already said that in writing.
Mark, during this meeting, which I believe is the proper way that it should be done. And so now I guess we've lost her.
Point of order?
Yes, Dave.
She said that she intended to withdraw, but when we were discussing the agenda, she didn't do that. So this is the agenda as we agreed to.
Yeah, I just wanted to do it in order, so I don't know what happened with her, but anyway.
Can we go back to her?
Well, we'd like to go back to
her. No, I mean when she comes back.
She has to come back to us.
She got cut off for some reason.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Just in the interest of time, then let's proceed to agenda item number
7.
Madam Chair, before we do that, could we just ask Dan to give us a statement about what the status of that is, and if she comes on by the time that's over, we can finish?
Okay, Dan, I'm guessing since you went on vacation and there was a question about the passing of the Haiti resolution that you probably haven't written it yet, nor has it been aired, but please let us know.
Yeah, we're just looking at it right now and dialoguing with the general managers on the question. So we're working on it.
Okay, and do you know, we have tried to get the word out to the stations in terms of the announcements that are required on the air for the meetings, and are you aware of any problems in that area? Some patients were not. Is it Carol? Is that you, Beth?
Yes, I'm sorry. I accidentally hung up.
Is that for the PNB meetings you're talking about, Marty?
I'm talking about all the public notice, all the meetings that must be announced on the air, which I believe are LSB and PNB meetings.
All meetings of the National Board.
Right. What's your experience been on that, Roger?
Well, we had a complaint from a director at our last meeting that the stations, or I'm not sure which stations he was referring to exactly, weren't consistently playing the announcements of the PNB, full PNB meetings consistently. As required under bylaws, 3 times a day, 5 days previous to, and so on and so forth.
This is Sonali. I honestly don't think that KPFK has been played anything for this meeting. I haven't heard anything.
This is Wendy. I'd like to report that KPFT is announcing all LSB meetings and all PNB meetings beautifully.
Good. That's good to hear.
So I guess the point is there needs to be maybe more of a formal reminder or something like that.
No.
But this is out of order, isn't it? Or are we?
Carol, do you want to speak to these resolutions?
The text was circulated. I had suggested that we postpone this to the next, that it be tabled until the next meeting in the interest of time. The motion, I submitted the motion because Sam had complained and felt that our last meeting was not legally noticed, and this would set up a procedure that would ensure that the meetings were legally noticed and file a report with the minutes. And if we're discussing the motion, did somebody make it and second it?
Well, I think I think we're trying to work it out a little bit, and Roger, maybe you and I can talk about this offline.
Yeah, I mean, part of the reason I haven't called Ken is because he was away.
I
cannot hear. Carol.
I move to table the issue to the next regular meeting where Roger and Dan can report back to us what they worked out.
It's our second.
A second.
Second.
Okay.